little book of Philemon this morning. We're going to read the whole book. There's just one chapter. There's only 25 verses. So, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, my brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being as such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, and how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit, I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But withal, prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus and Aristarchus and Demas and Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Philemon is the most beautiful one-chapter book in your Bible. It is the most personal of Paul's books that have been written to individuals. It is written from one man's heart to another man's heart with a most unusual set of circumstances. He beseeches Philemon on behalf of Onesimus. Onesimus is a runaway slave. The circumstances regarding Onesimus's leaving Philemon is not known. The Bible doesn't say. He just left and went to Rome. to lose himself in the throngs of people there. While in Rome, he came into contact with Paul and his preaching, which were inseparable. That was the best meeting in his entire life. Paul was a Christian, and he was always aware of those around him, if they were believers or not. If Paul had a statement of life, it would be this: for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, if there is no heaven and there is no hell, if we die and life is over, then being aware of the state of others is not that important. But if death is the door to eternity, and there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, then the destiny of the people that surround us is very important. Paul's constant thought for others was, is he a believer in the Lord? And so Onesimus came into contact with Paul. He talked to him about Jesus Christ, and Paul won Onesimus to Jesus Christ. He became a brother and a friend to Paul. Somewhere in this relationship, Paul became aware that Onesimus was a runaway slave. He came from Colossae. Philemon was his master. Paul's jaw would have dropped. He knew Philemon. He had won him to Jesus Christ also. Then Paul told Onesimus, you got to go back. So Paul writes this letter to Philemon and puts it in the hand of Onesimus. Paul is sending a destitute slave back to a wealthy landowner. I can see Onesimus as he approaches the house. They came out to meet him with anger. And he says, before you do anything, read this letter. It's from a friend of yours named Paul. Philemon reads the letter. You wonder how it turns out. Well, Philemon doesn't tell us. But Paul said this: you receive him not as a slave, but as a brother beloved. And how long do you keep a brother beloved in chains? The whole thing is just a beautiful story. I want to give you three lessons from the story this morning. First of all, there is a lesson in kindness. Please remember who is writing this letter. It's the Apostle Paul, who had a marvelous salvation experience. Christ appeared to him on the road to Damascus. This is the man who was personally instructed in theology by the Holy Spirit of God for 3 years. This is the man caught up into the third heaven. This is the man who had carried the gospel to much of Asia Minor in 3 missionary journeys. This is the man who would write 13 books of the New Testament, 14 if you count Hebrews. He is the greatest credential the gospel ever produced. But when he writes Philemon, it is a letter filled with kindness. I would not order you to do this or command you to do this. I would only request it with deep respect and courtesy from you. One of the things I like about my hometown is how friendly and kind people are. They pull over for a funeral procession and wait. opening the door for a lady is not silly. Using terms like ma'am and sir is not silly. Taking off your hat to a lady is not silly. Maybe we need that a great deal more today. One of the things, as you read Paul's writings, Paul was always so kind. When talking to people, he always knew their names. You ought to work at remembering people's names. It's the kind and courteous thing to do. And I'm speaking to myself because I've called some of you a wrong name and you were too kind to me to say, that's not my name. Paul calls 28 people by name in Romans 16. It is so like him to do that. Paul is kind even in hard times. When Paul writes this letter, he is in jail. How you feel should not affect your kindness. What your present economic status is should not affect your kindness. Whether you're under pressure or anything else, Paul is old here. When you get old, you don't feel as well. You can't move as fast. Things irritate you more, like drivers. Your fuse is shorter. Your stomach hurts more. We all need to learn a lesson from Paul. He was an old man. He was in jail, but he was very, very kind. Paul was kind to everyone. He was to Onesimus. Be kind to the children. Be kind to the checker in the store. Be kind to the waitress. Be kind to the people when you go to Sky Harbor Airport and they're emptying the trash cans, those big plastic things. Be kind. Please remember the rock from which you have been hewn and the pit from which you have been digged. We are all in this together. Go out of your way to be kind. Kindness is always in order. Second of all, there's a lesson in forgiveness. Paul is asking Philemon to forgive Onesimus. You know what the word forgive means? The word forgive means to bear the burden. When you forgive someone, you bear the burden. If somebody owes you money and you forgive that debt, what they are saying is, I will bear the burden of the loss of that money. If somebody has wronged you and they say, I forgive you, they are saying, I will bear the burden of your reproach to me. The Lord's Prayer says this, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Paul asks the Lord, Lord, how often should I forgive? And he thought he was being broad and magnanimous when he said, seven times? And the Lord said, no, Peter, 7 times 70. You never stop forgiving. We never have the right to hold grudges. Onesimus was a runaway and a thief, but Paul told Philemon to forgive him. And before we get arrogant about who we forgive, you had better recall God's forgiveness of you. And when you look at the cross, you'll see when the Lord said he forgive, I will bear the burden of death. for you. Last of all, there's a lesson in second chances. Give him a second chance. Do you see it? Christianity is not about helping a man escape from his past or run away from his past, but to face your past and rise above it. Zacchaeus, who was hated by everyone in Jericho, was loved by Jesus Christ and he was saved. But he was not allowed to leave Jericho, but rather he stayed and faced the problems with a second chance. The maniac of Gadara was told by the Lord, go home and face your problems with a second chance. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what Christianity is all about. It's about a second chance at life. And we all need it. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for this little book of Philemon. And Paul speaking to Philemon about Onesimus. Oh, Father, there's just so much in this little book that has to do with us and how we live our life. Father, every one of us need a second chance at life. Every one of us need to be born again. Be born of the Spirit of God. Father, if there's someone here this morning that's never been saved, I trust that today. I trust that your Holy Spirit is speaking to their heart right now saying, oh, I apologize. Potential spam. Father, forgive us where we fail you. Help us. And I pray that your Spirit might speak to hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen. Rick's going to lead us in a couple of verses of an invitation hymn. And if God has spoken to your heart this morning, we give you an opportunity to step out. Come forward, kneel around this old-fashioned altar as we begin to sing, You Come.
Jesus is tenderly calling you home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thy roam? Farther and farther away, calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, he's tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him your burden and you shall be blessed. He will not turn you tenderly calling today.
Father, we thank you for eternal life. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your goodness to us. Dear Father, I just ask that you might protect us as we go our separate ways. Bring us back to your house this evening. Thank you for the cross.